All right, brethren, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians 3. The church at Corinth was so divided, and that's such a shame when that happens. But Paul gives three reasons here why every believer should strive to keep the unity of the Spirit, to not be a divider, not glory in our flesh and divide, but to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit. Here's three things. Now look here in verse 9. First of all, he says at the end of the verse there, you're God's building. Now that's a good motive, isn't it? My brother, my sister is indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, and this church collectively brought together is the building of God. It's the temple of God. And then look, everything we have by the grace of God. Number two, he says there in verse 10, according to the grace of God which is given unto me. As a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, another buildeth their own. But it was all by God's grace, everything we have by God's grace. Isn't that a good motive to try to endeavor to keep unity? You're God's building, everything you have by God's grace. And then look here. There's only one foundation, and that's Christ. Let every man take heed how he builds their own. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Those are three good reasons for you and I, who are believers, to be builders united. Builders united. Now, let me make a few comments before we get to these three points. Whenever believers begin to divide, take sides, that's glorying in the flesh. That's carnal. That's not of God. He's creating unity. He's making his people one. He's not dividing. That's of us. That's of us. And God hates the divider of brethren. Look at Proverbs 6. Proverbs 6. And look at verse 16. Proverbs 6:16. These six things doth the Lord hate. Now that interests me. I want to know what God hates, because I hope I hate what God hates. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Number one, a proud look. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And here's number seven. He that soweth discord among brethren. God says, I hate these things. It's an abomination to me. Now you see, when I read that, this is what I always need to be reminded of. That's me in my flesh. I don't want to read that and think about a brother or a sister or somebody else and say, I wish they could get that. No, what I need to do is read that and think, that's all my flesh is. I'm the froward man in my flesh. A froward man sows strife. A whisperer separateth chief friends. That's all I am in my flesh. But by Christ's work, by the Spirit of God working in us, believers are made one in Christ. You know, when Paul dealt with this whole thing back in the first chapter, he asked, here's the question. He said, you divided. And he said this. This is how he answered it. Is Christ divided? We're supposed to be one body in Christ. And we got Christ as our head. We're one body in Christ. Is Christ's body divided? No. Can one be divided against one? We're one in Christ. That's what he's saying. So whenever we start, you know, taking sides, you got to create division to do that. If you exalt one brother, you got to put another one down. If you exalt one over another, you know what I'm saying? You got to endeavor to keep unity. Listen to this word. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Don't you love the simplicity of God's Word? Where there's not any wood, the fire goes out. Well, So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. You know, somebody that's a gossip wants to come around, talk to you, and carry on and, you know, talk about somebody. If you don't talk with them about it, they don't like it. They stop talking because they don't. It's not fun. The fire goes out. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Strife and reproach shall cease. Now, when you read that, you think of, well, then that person needs to be cast out. No. Lord, teach me, this man, this old, sinful, forward, tail-bearing, striving, fleshly man that's in me. Lord, give me grace to cast him out. And then the strife will cease. You see, the strife, if I got strife in my heart, you know where it's coming from? My flesh. That needs to be cast out. All right, now, I pray God will use this. I don't want strife and reproach in my heart. I pray God will use this to make me, by his grace, put off the old man and look to Christ. Follow Christ. Walk after Christ. And if there's anybody here or anywhere that hears it, I pray God will do it for them. Now, here's my point. There's no point for you and me to glory in our flesh. And that's all divisive talk is glorying in our flesh. There's no point for us to do that. But rather to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit. And here's the three reasons. Number one, you're God's building. Number two, everything you have has been given to you through this gospel by the grace of God. And number three, you on one foundation, as Christ. All right, let's look at these three things. First of all, we ought never glory in our flesh by dividing one another, but rather endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit because you're God's building. You're God's building. He says there in verse 9, you're God's building. Now, what does that mean? Well, number one, God the Father built the building. His people are the building, the living stones united together, and God the Father's the builder. It's his building. It's his structure. He built it. Listen to Amos 9:11. In that day, God said, I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen. The tabernacle of David pictured the church of God. And he said, now that's gone, that's demolished, but in that day, when Christ comes, God said, I will build up the tabernacle of David. And he said, and I'll close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up the ruins, and I will build it as of the days of old, that they may possess it. And that all the heathen that are called by my name may be brought in, saith the Lord that doeth this. This is the Lord God. He's the builder. That's number one thing. It's God's building. My brother, my sister is God's building. That's God's property. That's God's building. That's God's work. And then number two, God the Son's building. Christ built this building. Listen to Zechariah 6:12. Speak unto them, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch. That's Christ, the branch, Son of God. He shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory. And he shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne. And the council of peace shall be between them both. Christ is the builder. He came and laid down his life to make these stones alive, your brethren, and to make them righteous and holy. And he's built them up. He gathered them out of this earth. And he's assembled us together. This is Christ building. And then here's another thing. Look at 1 Corinthians 3:16. God the Holy Spirit dwells in you. The triune God built this building. That's what I'm saying. Look here, the Spirit of God dwells in you. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that you're the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Watch this. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. Because the temple of God's holy, which temple you are. He's talking to believers in whom the Spirit of God dwells, who God has assembled in his church, which is his temple, his holy building. And he's saying to us now, any division that we would create between one another, anything we would do to strive and divide with one another, that, my brethren, is to defile God's building. You know, if you had a building and you knew in this earth, and somebody said, that's God's building right there. He built that building. God built that building. It's his building. He keeps it. It's holy. It's not to be transgressed in any way. Would you take out a spray can, paint spray can, and spray graffiti on that building? Well, what he's saying here is that brother and that sister in whom Christ dwells, that church that he's assembled in whom Christ dwells, if we speak a word negative against one another, you might as well be just taking to spray paint and just defiling it. That's what he's talking about. This is God's building. This is God's building. You know, and he says there, he takes the wives in their own craftiness. See, I wish we could get this. God does that. We don't do that. We should need to stop trying to think that we can be wise enough to determine when a man's being crafty and trying to pull the wool over somebody's eyes and trying to... God will handle that. God will handle that. We don't fool God. You know, we get to rebelling and we're always going to find some way to support it in the Scripture. We have a terrible tendency of making up our mind what we want to do and then looking for Scripture to support it. And that's backwards. Let's go to God's Word and bow. But God, no, he's not mocked by that. If a man's doing that, if he's a false believer, a false preacher or anything like that, God's going to deal with him. God's sovereign. That's comfort to us to just trust the Lord to deal with him. Isn't that good? We can just trust God. He just says, all you got to do is just help one another, comfort one another. Don't divide, don't defile. So what then should a believer be doing? Listen to what Peter said. You, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. You know, the priests in the Old Testament had a service to do. You're now the house, he said. You don't need that Old Testament tabernacle anymore. You're the house. And you don't need that Old Testament priesthood anymore. If all God's people are holy priests. And it's for this purpose, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. What is that? Pray for your brethren. Every time you think about something, something's going to pop out of your mouth that just might be just a little slight negative about them. Lord, bless them. Bless me. Bless them. Keep us united. Those are spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. All right, so let's move on now. Here's the second thing. We're God's building, number one. Secondly, ought never to start glorying in our flesh by dividing, but endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit, number two, because everything you have as a believer, you received it by the grace of God. Everything. Paul says here, verse 10, according to the grace of God which is given unto me. As a wise master builder, I laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. Paul refers to himself here as a skilled master builder because he was the first one God used. Christ called him and sent him to Corinth to preach the gospel. He was the first one Christ used to preach the gospel there. And then Apollos came along after him and preached the gospel there. He built on the foundation Paul was used to lay. So he says here, he calls himself a skilled master builder. But the true skilled master builder is God our Father and His Son Christ Jesus. He's the master builder. You know, you think about what a master builder does. The master builder draws up all the plan for the architecture and knows the building inside and out from the foundation to the top cornerstone. He knows it all before yet a piece of ground been broke. Well, God determined before the world began the whole scheme of salvation and how he'd save his people. He determined the whole thing. Everything was predetermined beforehand. Just like an architect draws out all the plans and knows where everything's going in that building. God did that. He's the master builder. And God chose the foundation. He chose for his son to be the foundation of this building. To come and do everything necessary to make this building stand on the rock. And he chose what kind of stones he was going to put in this building. You build a house, you choose the what you're going to build it out of. You choose the stone you're going to use. You choose granite if you're going to make granite countertops or whatever. You choose the stones you're going to use for that house. God chose every one of his people. Chose them in Christ. Chose them right where they'd go, right where he'd put them, right where they needed to be in his house to make his house what it needs to be. And then God chose who he'd use to build the house. Yes, he did as the master builder. He chose who he'd use to build the house. Every worker that would be working on this house and every preacher and every witness that he'd use to bless their word, to call out his people and build up these stones, he chose who they'd be. And then when it all came into time, God has given grace, nonstop given grace, and all provision in all things so that those that he's using build his house. So Paul says, there's no point in being divided. There's no point in exalting Paul over Apollos, this preacher over that preacher, or this brother over this brother, or what have you. There's no point in doing that. According to the grace given to me. According to God's grace. The master builder gave this to me. If I'm a skilled craftsman, if I'm used in this work to do something of any skill whatsoever, it's not because it came of me. It's because I got it from him. He gave it. Listen to Paul. Paul said this, I labored more abundantly than they all did. Now, if he'd have stopped there, we'd have said, well, Paul, that's pretty arrogant. But he said, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. He said, I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. And he said, I labor striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. So you see what he's saying here? What should I speak? If there's a problem and it's affecting me or it affects somebody else, and as far as I know, we don't have this kind of problem here. It's been a unity as far as I can tell, but what does the preacher know? But it's good to talk about this before it ever happens, though. If you ever think about having a divisive thought, or, you know, nip it, cut it out. What should I do? Listen to this. Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. In other words, if I'm going to say anything at all, get it from right here. And if any man minister, I'm going to serve somebody, I'm going to minister, let him do as the ability that God gives. Not in my own strength, my own wisdom, the ability God gives, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to be praise and dominion forever and ever. You see, everything's of grace. We can't boast. We don't have any reason to boast in anything. It's all God's grace. So number one, that brother, that sister, this whole church, God's building. And number two, everything we have, everything we are, is by God's grace. Given. Freely given. Here's the third thing. We ought never glory in our flesh by dividing, being divisive, but we ought to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit, because every believer has one foundation, as Christ. And there's no other foundation that can be laid. And I want us to get this point right here. Look at verse 10. Let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Here's what we need to remember. The church is not built by us, and a church is not built on us. You know, we can get to the point of thinking, if I'm not there, that thing's going to fall apart. Try it and see. It won't fall apart, I guarantee you. Because I'm not holding it together. God is. He's the foundation. Christ is the foundation. And he said that you're built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. That doesn't mean the apostles and the prophets are the foundation. That means you're built on the same foundation as they're built on. Who is it? Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Jesus Christ himself. And in him, all the building is fitly framed together, and it grows as he adds one of his children to it. It grows in a holy temple in the Lord. And you're also a habitation of God through the Spirit, he said. This is Christ's building. Christ is our only righteousness. He's our only holiness. He's our master builder. He's the foundation of this building. He's everything. He's all in and all. One fact, and each believer's got this, is on this same foundation. So he says, take heed how you build on this foundation. Now, he's primarily here talking to ministers. He's talking to preachers here. So this is a warning to every preacher. Did you start with Christ? Did you begin telling about how God chose Christ and chose the people in Christ? Did you begin with telling folks how God did all this to give Christ all the preeminence? Did you show sinners that we're falling into sin because he's the last Adam, patterned after the first Adam? That he might come and represent all his people like the first Adam represented his people? And that we might be made righteous in Christ just as we were made sinners in Adam? If you start with Christ, he says, keep building with Christ. Don't stop building with Christ. Here's where we miss it, though. That's okay, as long as that's advice for the preacher. Everything we do and say, we're building on this foundation somehow. People are hearing us. They're watching us. They're listening to us. Our children are. Our brethren are. And everything we do and say, we build on this foundation somehow. We don't live in a world alone. Everything affects the people around us. So be careful, he says. You're all witnesses of Christ. Be careful how you're building on this foundation. These things that they were doing at Corinth, that wasn't building with the same materials that they started building with. They're starting to divide now. And that's not going to be good. He's saying, get back to building with Christ. What does that mean? That means nothing but the truth of God's Word. Build with that. That means nothing but truth which glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ. That means nothing but truth which abases all our wisdom and all our works. That means nothing else will God use to build His child and His church but His Word, His truth that glorifies Christ and abases us. The moment we start mixing our wisdom and our will and our strength and our desires and our pleasure and this is how I think it ought to be, what have you, we stop building with Christ and we're building with the flesh now. Now listen to this. This is from Ecclesiastes 12:9. And I want you to hear what this says. Because the preacher was wise, that caught my attention. What does God say makes a wise preacher? I want to know that. Because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. I want to know what that is. How do you teach the people knowledge? All right, he gives three things. Yea, he gave good heed. He gave good heed. Heed to what? Heed to God and His Word. That's where you start, right there. Here's number two. And he sought out. What did he seek out? He sought out God's Word. And he set in order many proverbs. Where to get them? He got them from God. In other words, he sought what does God say, and he took heed to it. He sought out the Word, the needed Word, and he ministered that Word. He said, as a wise preacher that gave knowledge, gave the people knowledge. We have a tendency, like I said to you, we'll think on something. This is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to do it. And this heart's deceitful. So deceitful. And then we go to the Word and we're saying, now let me see here. I'm going to find a place to... Oh yeah, that backing me up right there. Well, that's backwards. He said, go to the Word first. Seek out what God says. Heed it. And if you want to minister, minister what God says. Not what we... And all the while endeavoring to keep unity. I was with a mother and a daughter one time, and they were religious, but I don't know what if they knew anything, just religious. But they got in an argument, and the mother started quoting scripture to the daughter. But she wasn't ministering love to the daughter. She was trying to chop the daughter's head off with the scripture. That's what Christ said, take heed that the light that is in you is really light and not darkness. In other words, when you start wanting to quote scripture to somebody, make certain that your motive is the glory of Christ and the good of your brethren, the unity of your brethren, even abasing yourself. Because when we're doing it to make our point and exalt our position and what have you, that's darkness. Paul told Timothy, take heed unto thyself. Remember what you are. Don't forget. And take heed unto the doctrine. And he says, and continue in the doctrine. Isn't that good advice? Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine and continue in the doctrine. And he says, so for in doctrine, or for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. All right, let me end this. I want to give you a few simple things to remember. From Matthew, I want you to go to Matthew 7. I'm going to give you these things, and then we're going to read just a little bit of scripture, and we'll be done. I've been sick the past couple of weeks, and I know the messages are short. Will told me the other day I'm preaching some of the best messages he's ever heard me preach. Said he, one was 27 minutes, one was 28, and one was 29. They were wonderful. How do we strive to keep the unity? How do we strive to make sure we're not being divisive? Here's number one. Let us each rest entirely in God our Builder. Look for His grace, ask for His grace, and just lay down flat on Christ our foundation. Get as close to Christ as you can. That's number one. Number two, speak to one another the good news of Christ. Talk about the solid rock. That's the word that's going to encourage and save and help. That's the word. And as we do that, do it forgiving constantly. Forgiving constantly. Because you have to. You have to. We're sinners. We just do things and say things and act ways. And we just have to forgive one another. But point each other to Christ, forgiving constantly. Number three, encourage one another in Christ to keep oneness all the time. Encourage each other to keep oneness all the time. As Paul said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then number four, know this. Anything else and everything else is of our flesh, and it's divisive. It's not of God. That's right. Anything but those three simple things. Anything other than faith in my Redeemer. Anything other than speaking of Christ, the good news of Christ, and forgiving constantly. Anything other than encouraging one another to unity and the bond of the Spirit. It's of my flesh, and it's divisive, and it's not any good. That's what Christ teaches all through the Sermon on the Mount. And he gets to the end of it, and he says this. Now, look at Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Who's that foundation? Christ is. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. He never, ever, anywhere in the Scripture said that we're not going to have storms and violent storms. They're going to come. That's why he said, build on this rock. Christ the rock. Because those storms come, and look what happened. And it fell not. Why? Because it was founded on a rock. Because it's founded on Christ. Look at number, verse 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house on the sand. On the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Do you want to be founded on sand or on a rock? I want it all to be in Christ, all on Christ, all resting on Christ alone. That's where we want to be. You know, I may get my feelings hurt. I may be up for losing a lot, and it'd be very painful and sorrowful to me. But God, give me grace to remember there's something more important than me. It's His glory. It's the good of His people. And make me always be a vessel in the Master's hand, used to minister grace and comfort in Christ. Because that's more important than anything else. And anything else is just going to divide. I want to be on the rock. Let's build on the rock. Father, we thank You for this word. We pray, Lord, that You would feed us with it, truly make us to eat it, make us digest it. It's just sometimes these things can be too much, and we just need You to feed us, Lord. Pray that You would give the milk to the babes and give the meat to the strong and apply it as only You can apply it, and make us willing, Lord, to bow and to heed You, heed Your word. For Christ's sake, for Christ's honor, we ask in Christ's name, amen.